This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
Hey, howdy, Trailblazers. Surprise, tough decisions are being forced on everybody right now, every single day. Yeah. In a span of less than a month, businesses have had to tear up their 2020 plans and pivot to survival mode. You know, and sometimes what we're finding is our emotions may lag our actions. Some of us are able to make those hard calls real quick, and then the impact hits you later. Sometimes actions lag our emotions. We immediately recognize the impact that it's going to have on the people. We can't quite pull the trigger on the hard decisions, or it stalls out a little bit. You know what? That's how we're built as human beings. What doesn't change is the need to make decisions with insufficient, imperfect information and drive towards the best, most realistic outcome we can get to given the current operating environment.
Yes, 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 and yes. And, you know, Ray, I love how you termed this crisis, crisis whack-a-mole. Or that's what it's like, right? All these questions we have, we feel like we're, you know, doing this with that little hammer thing every day. Can my business stay open? How do I keep my workers safe? You know, what are the legal requirements if I need to restructure my workforce? What resources are available to help me finance my business? And thank God, we do have some options as of today. So that is going to be very helpful. I hope everybody who is able can take advantage of that. And, you know, how do I rebuild my supply chain? How do I manage my cash flow? What do my customers need to hear from me? Do they need to hear from me? Do my prospective customers need to hear from me? That's one I've been getting a lot. Do I stop all sales and marketing?
Yeah. And it's a cascade thing. It's every day you get one settled, a new one pops up. There's something else you got to deal with, which is kind of getting us, you know, to the elephant in the room. You know, the sky's falling, the old nursery rhyme, where nobody really knows when this is going to be over or what the world's going to look like when it is over. Hell, some people are still doubting whether this is real, seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's putting on a brave face. So, you know, the truth is it's okay to be stressed and feel what you're feeling. This is a very unsettling time. It's all right. You're not alone. Depending on the news source du jour, you can hear that, hey, it'll all be over in a month and the economy's going to come roaring back, or we're all doomed. The truth is, it just feels really scary not knowing how long or how severe this situation's going to be. So with that in mind, you know, we got to do something, right? So the options are really, you know, hunker down, but don't shut down, right?
Absolutely. You know, instead of freaking out or worse, becoming immobile, let's talk about what we can do, right? Because action is everything right now. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I highly recommend, especially if you have started to work from home and you're not used to it, being someone who has done that off and on for 25 years, I can tell you it is crucial to keep a daily routine. I'm not the only one saying this right now, nor did I make it up. So that tells me there's something to this. But, you know, get dressed every day. Of course, the first week was fun. You worked in your PJs. The second week, maybe you didn't want to get out of your PJs because you felt depressed. And, you know, I've started to see this in some of my clients. And so I say, get up, get your, you know, workout in if that's what you do. Maybe you adopt a new routine, read something inspirational, meditate, Headspace is a fantastic app if you've never tried it. You don't have to just sit and be quiet all by yourself. You can, it's a great little helper, and you can use it right on your phone. If you're a woman and you normally wear makeup, I say put it on every day. It makes you feel completely different. And I always feel like, you know, prepare yourself, you know, because when you feel ready, you are ready. And, you know, if you're a lot of businesses that we work with, a lot of people listening have still been deemed essential, thankfully. So they're probably on overdrive right now. You know, the ones that I've spoken with have said, you know what, I'm spread pretty thin, but I'm hanging in there. So they have some different experiences, right? Maybe they're not working from home, clearly. And I say, give yourself permission to take a breath. You have to. Be vulnerable. It's okay. Dig deep. And know you've weathered crises like this before. Maybe not just like this, but you have. You know, you've seen your fair share. And this won't be the last. So stay steady. And thank you for continuing to show up every day and, you know, manufacture all the things that we need to help people heal, to, you know, wipe. Thank you, toilet paper manufacturer.
Nice.
People making vodka. I'm just saying, you know, we need these things.
Now more than ever.
So, and you know what? Communicate with your team. Like as a CEO, a former CEO, I want you to speak to this.
You can't possibly over-communicate in a situation like this. Those things that you're feeling, guess what? Everybody in your organization is feeling the same thing, and they've got spouses and kids and parents and everything else. Be genuine, you know, be honest with them. Worst thing you can do is, you know, sugarcoat stuff at times like this. Let them know what you know when you know it and what it looks like. And most importantly, communication goes two ways. Ask for their ideas, you know, ask for their help. Because I guarantee you, there's a lot of good ideas and actionable ideas within your organizations that can help guide you through this faster and better.
Yes. And another thing that you talk about a lot, and I'm a firm believer as well, is serving over selling right now. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to share some insights on that?
It's the needs are different now, you know, pre COVID-19, it was a very different world. We're talking 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, you know, where the emphasis was in different areas. So everybody's, you know, value proposition was based on an economy going one way, priorities being one way, the technological situation looking one way. And what I've found in talking to, you know, my current clients, prospective clients and those, when you start the conversation with how are you, and genuinely listen, you know, that lead with empathy thing, you'll find that their real needs and what you can do for them now, it's going to vary, but it's definitely different than it was before. And the better you listen, the better you're going to be able to address those needs, and the more likely you're going to be remembered favorably by those current customers or targeted customers as we go through this and as we recover from it.
Totally agree. You know, I've had numerous people asking me this question in this last week. Do we ramp up our social media? And I would say without a doubt, yes. Why wouldn't you do that right now? And I will preface that by saying it shouldn't be filled with salesy you know, what you post is very important. And if you already have a strategy and you are adapting that strategy right now, I would hope that you also have a content strategy as part of that. So, you know, the worst thing you can do right now is ramp up your communication, but continue speaking with a neutral voice. Anne Handley talks about this all the time. And I love it because she says, you know what? People are looking for human interaction right now. They're looking for it to be personal. They want to hear your distinct voice. If you sound like everyone else, you're neutral. She talks about having an opinion. You know, don't be afraid to have an opinion during this uncertain time. People are going to remember how you showed up. They're going to remember your character. And so, you know, don't just beef up your social media messaging with like just to beef it up, but use this as an opportunity to really engage with people, right? Be playful. Don't be afraid to use humor. Be empathetic. And, you know, ask questions, you know, and listen. You said that a minute ago as far as leadership, and I think it goes, it's that way in social media as well. So, yes, this is the time to be putting out more content, because why? People already spend 60% of their time consuming content on mobile versus desktop anyway. Well, now they're either doing it hopefully from home, or, you know, that's where they're getting most of their interaction with you. Right. So if I did have one or two manufacturers tell me that they were choosing not to ramp up their social media at all. They're only going to talk to customers directly, you know, on the phone or via email. And they felt that that was enough. I'm going to caution you. If that is your strategy, what about your prospective customers? You know, because if you're not talking to them during this time, trust me, someone else is. Yeah. And it's not a time to go dormant, if you will.
Well, I think you've always said there's a conversation going on in your space, and you're either part of it or you're not. That hasn't changed. What has changed right now is the nature of that conversation. It's more based on serving versus selling. Companies are taking the opportunity to show their real company culture in action. The humanity, as you pointed out, and that's still important and incredibly valuable to communicate now. Don't miss the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one fun thing that I heard of a manufacturer doing is they created a little contest for their salespeople, and it's not your usual contest. It wasn't, you know, who can sell the most or who can push X product. It was who could get the most creative with customers. And the reward was a custom set of pajamas because you're working at home. And I that was really fun. And it turns out the salespeople were having a blast with it. So you know what? That's one of those things. It sounds so simple, but it can really be powerful. And think of the visual effect that it's going to have on your customers.
Yeah.
So
is that like you sending out the toilet paper to your customers?
It is the emergency dash. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You've got to have the essentials and you got to make it fun. You know, there's a lot of heaviness right now. There's a lot of, you know, serious conversation happening and with good reason. So I think people are looking for, is it levity that, you know, they're looking for humor. They're looking for a little bit of lightness. I think a moment to, there's the creativity and humor that I have been seeing is blowing me away. It's so great. And I think it's part of our reaction to all of this. And I think it's the way that people keep themselves sane, you know, if that makes sense.
And on that note, special shout out to one of our faves on LinkedIn, Kristen Olson-Kott, had to meet, for me, the funniest thing online today. She said, "It feels like I'm 16 again. Gas is cheap and I'm grounded." Absolutely love that.
Love her. Yep. Yeah.
Anyway.
We love you, girl. Queen of wipes.
That's right. Buy wipes.
Buy your wipes from her. You know, and you brought up something in a conversation this week, and I would love for you to talk to manufacturers about this if they're considering laying off their salespeople.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Here's a reality when you shut down a sales organization is there's a definite lead time to rebuild the momentum in that space. And that lead time is usually not as well understood by owners and presidents. It depends on their background, but usually my experience, they wait too long to bring back or beef up the sales team and then expect a result in an unrealistic amount of time. So it's one of those things you really want to try to keep the pilot light on in that area. And so to that end, be creative with the valuable sales team that you have. And if there's an opportunity to redeploy them in your organization, you know, put them to work and on your floor, have them do deliveries. You know, this is all hands on deck. And anybody, regardless of what their role was 4 weeks ago, if you know, doing a different task on a daily basis means you get to stick around, still be part of the team, and go back to that old job later on, trust me, they're going to jump at it. It's going to be good for you. So think about that long and hard before you do any major changes in your sales force.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing, we've got, I think, two or three more tactical ideas here, but, you know, definitely protect yourself and your team as best you can, you know, especially those people who, again, and I've spoken with them, they don't think this is that serious. They're not believing this is real, but I'll tell you, it's better to be safe than sorry. And with the rate that this thing spreads, it just makes sense. So, you know, just protect yourself and your team. I would say too, give yourself and your team, and I really attribute this to you because you said this week and it really stuck with me. Give yourself and your team permission to feel what you're feeling. I mean, that just makes sense, right? Instead of trying to cover it up or pretend.
I think we're past the point of everybody keep the happy face mask on and stuff like that. It's you know, let's embrace it. Let's just accept here's where we are. You know, it's okay to mourn that, like I said earlier, we got to tear up the 2020 plan, and this year's not going to be as cool as we thought it was going to be. And for the next 3, 6, 9, or 12 months, we're going to have to do some crazy stuff to keep the organizations going, keep our teams in place in as great a strength as possible, and be positioned to come out the other end. And my sense of it's always been, hey, if you're listening to this podcast, you're in this for the long haul. So if the next 3, 6, or 12 months are kind of screwy, so what? So what? Forgive yourself. It's okay. You know, let everybody know, hey, you know, it's not going the way we thought it was, but we're going to get through this. And just one foot for the other. Keep going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last thing is, I call it the mindset reset. I got this idea from Mel Robbins. Shout out to Mel Robbins. She's awesome. Yeah. Look her up on Instagram and Facebook. She will help you have a mindset reset. But really encouraging your team and your customers with best practices, right? Like meditation for real. This stuff works. Like I've been doing it now for several years, and I can tell you I was not a believer at first, and it has changed my life. So meditation, art, have people, encourage them to get creative, do it yourself. Dancing, you know you want to. Any excuse, no. Reading, learning, exercise, podcasts, great idea. But, you know, really this is a chance to learn. You know, some people have a little free time on their hands. So, you know, we've seen these posts. So this is certainly not the first or the 10th time you're hearing this, but how many things were invented, right? During the bubonic plague or the Spanish flu. Brilliant, brilliant, life-changing things were created during really bad, shitty times. Yeah. So I am excited to see what comes out of this when we can, you know, turn around and see it behind us in the rear view. It's going to be amazing. So to wrap up, remember to forgive yourself. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to know exactly what to do. And the bottom line is this: you can survive or you can really thrive. This is an opportunity if you make it so. So please feel free to reach out to us anytime. Email, DM us on LinkedIn. We're extremely active on LinkedIn, Instagram. But if you have a question or a challenge that you need help with, we are here for you for free. This is not a sales pitch. Happy to help. So, you know, we are all in this together with manufacturers always. So this is not a different time for us. We are always in it together. Remember, you are resilient. You are capable. You are strong. You are innovative. And as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for being part of our tribe. We appreciate you. We are you. And remember, if you're not already, please subscribe. It means the world to us, and sharing is caring. So if you would tell a colleague or, you know, leave us a review, that would be great. And you know, tell a colleague to tune in and get real already, because expertise, education, experience, that's what we're here for.
And remember, everybody, keep manufacturing out loud. We need you. Stay healthy. This too shall pass. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.